Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 216. Today is Saturday, May 16th, 2020. I am your host, Lita, and joining me as my co-host this week is Chris. Over here.
Hi.
Hey, sweetie. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for getting home safe.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, you are most welcome. However, we are joined, and I can do this week. Just right underneath me, right here, is the woman herself. It's Rogue Slayer. Back to say hi. Hey, Rogue Slayer.
Hello.
How are you?
Thanks
for joining.
For having me.
Oh, it is always a pleasure. You know, we love to catch up with you. Absolutely love to catch up. So this week, I think the last time I had we had you on, you were helping me co-host, and always muchly appreciated. So thank you for that. However, it's good to get, you know, to find out what you've been up to, because you know, we all know you know, you might have a couple of tunes that you like to play challenges on, so just a couple. So let's find out what you have been up to since we last spoke. So tell us, hit us with all of the things.
Okay, so you may recall, and if you don't, I'll remind you, back in October, I listed out my 11 challenge tunes that were active at that time. And mm-hmm. I've been sort of keeping updates on how many are still alive. Because, you know, we have the death list, but it's a good thing to see, because there's a lot of turnover. One dies, one gets back in, you know. So of those 11 that were alive last time, well, in October, when we spoke in January, when I was last a guest, there were 8. So 3 of them had gone the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
4 are now still alive of those original 11. So between January and now,
okay,
4 of those ones from October have passed away. They were deaths at 93, 98, 97, and 91.
Ow.
I've had other ones die, but those were of those 11 back from October.
Oh.
And one was like the day after I was last on.
Oh. So sorry. I'm sorry, Rogue Slayer. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So, in other things, I've been, you know, playing and starting tunes. Mm-hmm. I did take a little, I think I mentioned last time, I was attempting to, you know, save up gold to buy tokens and sort of mm-hmm. extending my subscriptions that way. I did manage to purchase 2 tokens. No, actually 4 tokens, I think, altogether. Mm-hmm. And extended one of my accounts by those 4 months. I ended up putting the other one back on a subscription. So now I'm trying to maintain my Challenge Tunes account mm-hmm. with gold, see how far I can take it.
Nice.
So right now I have, it's active until like July, something like that. So I have until July to get some more. And that's a little glimmer of positive that comes when I do have these high level tunes die, because those are the ones that have racked up the gold. So they all go to the bank and send that money over.
That's so, always a good thing. Always a good thing. That gold.
Yeah, it does say something about the tunes that I'm killing off when I've managed to purchase that many tokens.
That is true. And it is a good time to purchase. It is low at the moment, I think.
Come down. Unfortunately, this mm-hmm. is not when I bought them. I bought them when they were a little higher.
Ow.
Oh, damn. Well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're moving along.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I have been doing, and I was actually on this train a little bit the last time we talked, but I didn't bring it up, is I it's going to be hard to believe, but I was contemplating my future in WoW.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering, am I going to continue? Am I playing? I'm playing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was contemplating stopping. I was mm-hmm. contemplating sort of taking the summer off, you know, before Shadowlands. Mm. But I'm back. I'm here. I took a little step away for a couple of weeks and mm-hmm. made sure to activate some other areas of life to keep myself active, so you know I don't get drawn into that all in the game all the time kind mm-hmm. of glazed, and things are much better now. And then we also got a pair of clippers so Julie could cut my hair, and that always makes things too. You don't have this crazy mop floating around. So that's what I've been doing. I've killed off some tunes. I've started up some new ones. I had some high level deaths. Purchased some gold. Thought about leaving, but I'm here.
Nice. Nice. Or like sometimes you just gotta step away for a bit. Like, yep. You know, I think we all understand. Some people step away for a long time. Some people obviously don't come back. But when you yep. play as much as we do, and I know, you know, and with the tunes and being an alcoholic and all of that, it's not a bad thing to have a bit of a break. And but so glad that you're still here. So thank you for coming back. Because we always like to, see what you've got up your sleeves. Anyway, so, alrighty, Chris, have you got the next question for Rogue Slayer, please?
I do, and I also am very, very glad that you are staying, because I can't quite imagine Challenge Tunes without Rogue Slayer being around. And I like Stir's comment that the date Rogue Slayer as he stops playing WoW, then when he knows society has crashed and the virus has won. So now that we know that you are staying, what goals do you have to achieve with your Challenge Tunes before Shadowlands hits?
I want to get one to max. Just one.
You can do it.
I mean, likely a green or a working. I mean, you know, the last expansion, you know, I got there. I was like two bubbles shy when the expansion dropped, and and I made it like the next day, you know. So yes. I still haven't done it.
So
and, you know, I made it to what had been the max level, and of course, by that point, it wasn't max level anymore. So I still have not reached that elusive pinnacle of the mountain. But I'm thinking it's likely either going to be a green or a working tune. You know, I really like those greens. When I go play a green and then I go play an iron, it's like I have to withdraw, you know, and just keep reminding myself, no, they're going to kill you. They didn't kill him, but they're going to kill you. Sharp sneer, just don't go near him.
Yes, yes.
So that's my goal. I have in the past said, oh, I always want to get one to 60 or one to 80, but no, I've blown away all those. I can get to those high levels now. I just need to stay alive and keep breathing, and reach the peak.
You can get there. We just had deaths at 93, 98, 97, 90. You got this. 1,000,000% got this. But in that, are there any combinations of Rass and Chris just got off work for everybody who doesn't know why I can't talk, of race and class that you just don't like or enjoy, don't want to play?
No.
Me too.
I've gone through them all. I went through and I looked at my list of what I have now and what I have had this year and no longer have because they met their demises. And I really have done the gamut of them. I mean, you know, my gut would be to say, well, like mage and shaman, but I've been doing a lot of those this year. And I just, what I do is I tend to stick to like one or two classes and like I'll play them because like I have a shaman and a warlock and I'll just keep playing them like, oh, I can get good at this. Because on any of them, when I get into a high level, I know I can do them, but I have to stick with them for a while. So I'll kill off a warlock, I'll make a warlock. I'll kill off a mage, I'll make a mage and go. But so right now I have, well, I will say that this isn't what you asked me, what don't you like? Let's talk positives. I tend to stick, if I'm just not thinking about it, I'll make a gnome, a dwarf, or an undead. Used to make a lot of blood elves. Blood elves are boring me a little bit these days. I don't know, they're too snotty or something. But I used to not do a lot of trolls, but I've really been digging druids lately. And there aren't many hordies that can do druid, and troll is one of them. So I've been pulling up some trolls. I have a pacifist right now that's a troll. But what I have right now, as far as classes, I have, and I have multiples of these, but I have, I even wrote one of them down twice. I wrote hunter down twice. But right now I have hunters, paladins, warlocks, and druids that are active. On races, I have Draenei, undead human, gnome, worgen, night elf, blood elf, and troll. Don't have any goblins or pandarens right now. I've had them recently, like this year. It's so much work to get them off their islands, and then, you know, when they die, I just can't face it. But I did have some recent worgens. So I will say that I'll go back to your original question. Any class race combo you don't like to play? Well, I discovered that I loathe any worgen who's not a druid, because I can't get them off out of the freaking starting zone. You get stuck in that battle for Azeroth. It's loopy and buggy, and I'm I had a hunter. I'm like, oh my god, I can't leave. So that would be the one. Any worgen who's not a druid. I will never do again, because my head exploded.
So basically, Worgen's a bit like Hotel California.
Yeah. You can just keep running around the island, and that's it.
Nice.
I love that we're all old enough to know what that meant.
I love that song. One of my faves, absolutely. All right. Well, it's interesting, because I know that you were on a kick a while ago that there was a lot of pallies. Like, you know, that that was the thing that you were doing.
Yep.
You were kind of trying to stick to one class as such.
I know, I'm so fickle, aren't I?
But, you know, as true to form as the fantastic alcoholic that you are, it's good to see, you know, this plethora of and diversity of not only races and classes. So, you know, again, which is fantastic. Good to see warlocks in there, Rogue Slayer. Thanks for that.
My warlocks are especially good when they're green. They get those greens, and that really gives them a boost.
Yes.
More than some of the other ones.
That is very true. And I think a really good point that you made just before was the fact of when you're playing different challenges. So obviously from a green over to iron or working or pacifist, like whichever one that you're doing, is to remember what you can do on that tune and to forget what other tunes can do. Like, because there are things that you can do on one type of challenge tune that you're not going to be able to do on other ones. So,
yeah, you pull out your what's normally a death strike on another tune, and it's just like, I'll hit you with my feather. It's
just like, take that. Just beep, there go, beep. And then you're like, Exactly. I had this moment last night. Before I forget, I'll tell you, I was playing my working man, and I was in wetlands, and I saw the knoll was up on the little island, completely blanking on his name. But I thought, yep, okay, let's go take him on my working man. And I ended up feigning death with 122 hit points left. And, you know, that moment of, leader, you are not on a bloodthirsty. Just what were you thinking? And thankfully, it was, we lived. So that's very, very typical of, you know, again, watching what you're taking on the type of tune that you're on. So, So for you, I mean, you've been playing challenge tunes for a while. For a while, let's just say. So
8 years.
Just a couple of years. Just a few.
Not long.
Not long. So when you look at your challenge journey, and obviously, you know, there's been points that you've so close to getting to max level on, you know, on that other tune and dinged the next day after, after the expansion had actually hit and all of those kind of things. But do you look back and think, is there anything that you would have done differently? Just in, you know, whether it's races that you've rolled, classes, anything, pulled a mob like I did yesterday.
I have to say no, because I've gone through so many tunes, and I have such a high turnover rate with them at times, that when I do something that I, gosh, wish I hadn't done that, well, I don't do it the next time. So it's not like I have these tunes and I've committed, and gosh, if this tune, if I had done this one thing differently, you know, she'd be 20 levels further. I don't know. Yeah. But all I know is that if it didn't work, I try to remember it so I don't do that silly thing again.
Mm-hmm.
I have a tale of that. I will tell you later on.
Okay.
In this week's segment.
Excellent.
I learned something new today.
Ooh.
But yeah, I will say one thing I wish I had done differently. Mm-hmm. I wish I hadn't taken it so gosh darn seriously at first.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember one of my first, you know, I had finally gotten an Ironman to 26. Mm-hmm. And this is way back. And I still remember clearly, because it was like one of the few times I had a male tune.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like playing the boys. I don't like them. But yeah. I was trying it.
Mm-hmm.
I had this muscle-bound human going down Darkshire, and I don't know what happened, but Julie came in the room, and I got distracted, and he died. And I got so mad. I got so mad. That's one thing I wish I had not done differently, but I wish I had learned to chill sooner.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, I have done differently now. So I guess it's not I wish I had done differently. Mm-hmm. I applied my lesson. And I don't get upset over these deaths anymore, you know? You know, people, it's very nice when I post on Twitter, someone died, I get the hugs and I get the tear emojis that people send me. It's very nice. I'm just like, oh, well.
Mm-hmm.
Move on.
And I mean, and this is probably the one of the absolute things that I love about you and so many other, particularly veterans and those that have been playing challenge tunes for a while, is the fact that it's like, damn, done, re-roll, off we go again. You know, there's yeah. no second thought. It's you know, there are those times that, yes, there are ones that really hurt, and it's just picking yourself up and going again, which is, you know, the just shows the strength and just how much, I suppose, challenge tunes gets under your skin. Maybe that's because you're like, damn it, no, this time, like, let's go again. It's the wanting to do it, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not like this challenge tune died, now I can't pay my mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, I guess I have to start again. And gosh, I love the starting zones. Woo!
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
What's your favorite starting zone out of all of them?
I really like the undead and the gnome starting zones. That's probably why I like those tunes, those classes the best. I mean, those races the best, because I like those zones the best. Yep. And I especially like the undead, because then I can just roll right up into Tears Fall, no, into Silver Pine Forest, and I have that rotation of rares that I like to hunt out there. I know those areas really, really well, and they've been with us for a long time. They're just sort of comfortable blankets.
Mm-hmm. That is definitely a good way of putting it. Comfortable blankets, absolutely. Yes. Chris, what about you? What's your favorite starting zone?
I'm like, I was just thinking, I'm so glad she didn't ask me that question, because my answer would be all of them, which is such a typical Chris answer. That, I mean, I was Horde for so long, and then went to Alliance, and then back to Horde, and then now I've been Alliance for so long, and there is something amazing. There's not a zone in this game that I don't like. You know, I can find either the music or the ambiance or the spookiness, or that, you know, I'm the size of everybody's foot and looking up at everybody if I'm a gnome. You know, there is something about every zone that I will absolutely find magical. Some of them, you know, I still remember the first time I fell off Thunder Bluff, you know, and that what I think was at the end of Vanilla, and I'm like, you know, I'm having a heart palpitations because my Tauren Druid just went splat. But, you know, they are all so fun in their own way. And it's like the starting zone is that reintroduction to the class and getting to have that opening scene where, you know, now it's been updated, of course, because we've gone through everything. But it's like that coming back to, oh, this is why I love gnomes, or, oh, you know, this is why I love undead, or... So I really enjoy those starting areas where you get to be new again and fresh again. So there's not a single one that I don't like.
It's like New Year's Day, a fresh start every time you roll a new one.
Yeah, it is. Although if I lose it, to have to roll another one because I lose my pacifist, I will be in a ball over that.
Yeah, I totally understand. Absolutely.
That's my only one, though. Everybody else, okay, fine, whatever. But that girl, not going.
Yeah, you're getting there. You're getting there. Absolutely. All righty. Okay, and last question. Chris, please.
Well, you know, we've just established you've been playing for a couple months. So maybe one or two. What advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tune, and your best tips and tricks? Favorite?
I would say my best advice relates to what I was saying a few minutes ago. Just try to stay chill. Yeah. Just don't get all wrapped up. Every time one of them dies, tuck away whatever it is that happened there and learn from it and grow and, you know, be happy for the growth you've experienced and apply it to your next one. Tips and tricks. On a recent appearance here, I said that with the expansion of the starting zones up to, you know, going all the way up to 60, the leveling, to, you know, suck the marrow out of those starting zones, I think I had said. You know, these are the ones everyone knows the best, so you might as well make the most of them. Go to all the starting zones and hit them all. Well, I am revising that advice. With the new XP that everyone has having imposed on them, the 100% XP boost, you're not going to get to go through all the zones. So it's not like you have to suck the marrow out of those starting zones anymore. And you're going to be able to level up and jump around to all your favorite spots. So don't now, I'm going to say, don't worry about just eating up all those quests in the starting zones because you know them so well. Because you know what? There are other quests that are onesie-twosie here and there that you just love. Maybe you don't like these other ones that are around it. Don't worry about finishing the zone. Just go cherry pick. It's a cherry picker season. Go hit the quest that you love, and do those ones that you love the best. And you know, if you find that you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with to keep chill and just, you know, get the most out of it.
Nice. That is very good advice as well, because I think a lot of times we forget we've got a bonus at the moment, which does not, and I cannot say this enough times, it is not often that Blizzard gives out a buff that we say, yay, okay, you know, you guys go forth. Normally it's right click it off, get rid of it, you can't have it, sorry. No goes. So for this one, there's no choice. So utilize what we've got because we can't change it, and picky choosy, you know, go around and get the ones that you need to, which is cherry picking, so to speak, which is good. Absolutely. So I think it's, you know, there is so much going on at the moment, which is fantastic. Keeps us busy. Keeps us so very busy, which is great. So tell us, how's your week been?
Well, my week this week, I've done some, you know, leveling up to the next decade on a few of them. So I got that Worgen Druid that I mentioned. She's a working Druid. I got her up to 30 this morning over in Duskwood.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. Then I got my bloodthirsty undead hunter, who I've had forever. She's been on several of my annual tally sheets that I've been keeping track of. Mm-hmm. I got her to 70.
Nice.
Up in over in Northrend.
Mm-hmm.
So my story of what I learned this week, what I learned today, I got bored. I had her in Sholazar Basin, and she was just hacking and slashing all the poor defenseless animals. And I got a little bored, so I grabbed him. I'm like, hey, I'll go over to Ice Crown. I can get some humanoids. Maybe I'll get some better gear. It'll be awesome. Mm-hmm. So I hopped. Of course, I couldn't get the flight path from Nessingwary's camp because he can't do the quests on the Bloodthirsty. So I had to fly over to River's Heart. Got the flight path. Getting a cup of tea or something, and I'm like, why isn't it flying anymore? And I went over and I looked, and I had been dismounted down at the Wintergrass flight point.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool because I hadn't picked up that flight point yet. But okay. I had hit 70, so the flight flew me over Wintergrass, and then a battle started.
Oh no!
So I did a forced landing more than a forced dismount. So that was good.
Yeah.
So I picked up the flight point and I moved on to Dalaran. Okay, so that was good. Then I went to the auction house, got my flight boost up for the level 70 flying, and then I flew over to the Ice Crown. So I was sort of fighty around that main crusader point, and I was like, I don't really want to do these. I thought, I'm going to go over to Emerheim. However you say that? It's the Vircule section right in the middle of Ice Crown up the mountains.
Yep.
And so I flew over there. For those of you who are just listening to the podcast, I'm flapping my arms like I'm doing the flying myself. But I flew over there and I saw, I'll go up on these roads. There are some warriors on these roads that go up the mountain to their village. Don't ever do that. That's my lesson for today. Don't land on those roads, because as soon as I landed, like 70 of these hulks spawned and started leaping down from the rocks at me and my poor little bear.
Yep.
And I backed up and the bear was hacking and slashing and I was shooting and I started flashing red. So I'm like, okay, feign death.
Yep.
The bear took him out. The bear finished him off.
Got
him down. He took out the whole pack. So I'm like, oh, yay. So I jumped up and I went over and I looted them. I'm like, okay, I'm going to hearth out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I can learn. Start a hearth. They respawn again before I could hearth out. So I get seven more of them jumping on me. So I ran back a little further and I feigned death and the bear died this time. But, let me live. And so that time, as soon as I had gotten a little bit of health back, I instantly hopped on my mount and flew away. So my lesson is don't land on that. Just don't do that. I was flashing red. My health was just, it was like the itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot health bar. I went back to Sholazar and I killed some more defenseless creatures until I hadn't hit 70. I hit 70. And then once I did that, I decided to go over to Nagrand. I'd go from one Nessingwary area to another one. But I forgot, Bloodthirsties can't get a hearthstone in Nagrand because in was it Garadar, whatever that village, the orc village, they won't let you set your hearthstone until you've done some quests for them and proved your worth. So she's now hearthstoned over in Zangarmarsh at the Zebergin village, and she can do some hunting forays back into Nagrand if she wants to. So that was my week this week, just doing various cleanup quests and topped up who is this gore crazed, I think is her name, up to 70.
Well,
I did take her out to, once I got to Shadrath, I took her out to the island. We have the daily quests out there. I thought, I'll just go out and kill some things. I went out there, I could go through the portal, I questied some stuff. It wasn't very exciting. Nobody dropped anything good, so I went back to Nagrand.
Yeah, sometimes you just, it's like, I tried. Back we go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you didn't die. Lesson learned.
Yeah, I almost died because of that tried and true method of dying. I'm bored.
Not anymore. Not when you're like, ah! They're trying to kill me. Well, I'm glad you found a comfortable spot. Zengamarsh and Nagrand obviously is good. Nagrand, awesome grindy spot. So heaps of things that you can kill over there. So thank you for that. And we will see Chris. What you been doing?
Yes.
What you doing?
What I do. I discovered this week I have a stalker in game. And every morning I would go out to do my dailies on my passy before I go to work.
Yes.
Because it's like the only time that I really have to go out and do them. So it's every morning, get ready for work, before I leave, do my fishing. I almost said hunting. Yeah, hunting on a passy. my fishing and my cooking dailies in Stormwind on my passy before I go to work. And so there's this person thing that keeps following me and keeps showing up every single time I go to do my dailies. And I watched it eat people and kill people. And the sewer beast is literally stalking me Stormwind. Lita has more screenshots of me in Stormwind every morning while I'm doing my pacifist days. And there's the sewer beast. I'm like, dude, I hunted you for years to tame you. Could never find you when you show up every... So if you guys need the sewer beast and want to tame him, let me know. 5:30 in the morning, my time. On Zengamarsh, I can't invite you on that tomb, but I can invite you. You can tame him. He comes to find me. So, Passy dinged 110.
Woo! Nice.
Yay.
Nice.
10 more to go.
10 more to go. That's it. Slow and steady, my dear. Slow and steady. So I have to ask, fantastic.
You like doing the Stormwind dailies for your pacifist?
I don't mind any of them. I got used to doing the Stormwind because so many times when I would do Ironforge when she was younger, I couldn't do the one that where you have to go and do the block of ice and there's no way I was going into that fishing pond. I got incredibly good at doing the Stormwind ones. And I've noticed since I have not taken... So I got the quest at, 100, where you're supposed to go and talk to the person on the dock at Stormwind. I've never turned it in. And because I've never turned it in, the sharks that are out in the water when you get the, lobster traps, the sharks are gone. So I don't have to worry about the sharks because the whole dock area is phased out for me to be able to do those quests. Actually, it might even be at 90 it did that. But because I've never turned in the quests, even they're gone. And I'm a druid, so all this stuff I can either do in flight form to pick up the crabs in the canal, or I can do the other one with underwater breathing. So it's really, really easy. Otherwise, when I was lower level, I would pop over to Darnassus a lot if I got the one for the crab traps because it was the sharks were there. Stormwind ones, they're so easy to do.
Darnassus is my comfy blanket for pacifist.
Yeah. Darnassus and, like Fessus, Darnassus for the win. All Darnassus ones are perfectly passy safe. Whereas Ironforge and even Stormwind can have a couple that you need to really not do.
Yeah, like Stormwind, you get the Thunderfalls one, that can be problematic sometimes.
Yes. Oh, I have the perfect spot for Thunderfalls where you're like nowhere near any of them, even at lower level.
Yeah.
It's like all the way back towards the big green portal on that side where I don't care how low you are, you're not going to aggro those mobs. So, because I've been doing it so long.
Aggroing them if you're lower level.
Not that lower level. So once I had my flying at 58, not that lower level. No, if I would get Thunderfalls, it was over to Darnassus.
Lower level with flight, absolutely.
With flight,
there are some nice
lower level
or stealth, some sort of stealth thing. But normally I don't go to do Thunderfalls until I was higher, like over 60 and could fly.
Yeah, so, if I can fly, Thunderfall is totally doable. I know what you mean, up by the mountains that go into Stormwind.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. There's a very good spot there. Absolutely. Well, congratulations, Chris, on Pacifist hitting 110. Is fantastic. We are all excited. So just take it slow. Sue Beast just wants to say hi. That's all. Sue Beast is just like, hi, Chris. Good morning. Yeah. I want to chop you, but I can't because, you know.
He's not. No. Now I just look for him before I...
Yes. It's not a nice thing when you do see Sewer Beast and you're low level. It's like run real fast.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, let me tell you about my week. I've been a little bit busy. So my little baby pacifist, because of course I've got a new baby pacifist, because everyone had to change positions, because you know you kill them off and everyone changed. So anyway, she dinged 37 this morning. So the baby, nice. The gnome rogue, hit 37. So we're getting there. I've put on. She was 21. So yeah. So we did 16 levels this week, which is I'm pretty happy with that. I've also been very sick, so that's probably why. I did also manage to get some bloods done this week. So my undead warlock hit 27. My panda hunter hit 28, and I thought it was about time I bought the big girl out, so I grabbed my human warrior, and we went, and we killed many things, many, many things over and over again, and she hit 73. So,
what zone are you killing things in?
Ice Crown, up the top, near the Argent Tournament, where Death Speakers rise. Just round, just got a good path, just right round and round, you know, like charge them, bring. I can easily on her round up three and kill three and not have a problem. She's in prot, you know, blood rush. Yeah, I don't always go and take three, but sometimes when they're grouped and one's padding, it's a good comfortable. I know what I'm doing on her, and normally I really don't go under about 80% health, and then you know blood rush once I've killed one, it's all good. Otherwise I normally can easily do one straight into another one, like it's kind of like chain pulling like you would with a hunter.
I find I get a little stressed on my warrior because of that, because I'm constantly trying to get the next one before that one that wears off and I don't get that healing boost, you know? So it's like, go, okay, he's dead, go, okay, he's dead, go.
It's just like you've got to find the comfortable, you know, sometimes it's a matter of not killing it too fast. I know that might sound really strange, but you kind of... It's just like I'm constantly kind of looking to see, okay, where's the next one? Right, hang on, I've just you know, wait on this hit the next one, right, killed it, okay, charge on to the next one. So it's like this little game dance of...
This sounds just a little bordering on psycho, you know, you're getting your... You're getting your rest by drawing out the kill a little longer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that new version of Snap Stamp.
You know, it's what you do. It keeps me entertained. So, yeah. So
whatever it takes to keep that kill, right?
That's exactly right. So pretty happy with that. Hit 73. So I'm quite... so we're slowly but surely getting there. And then I did do some working man. My little gnome hunter hit level 44. So, you know, so we are getting there on those, which is awesome. So it looks like we've all had a pretty decent week. Couple of, you know, near myths, obviously, for you, for me. And, you know, Sewer Beast is trying to kill Chris. So typical. Really typical week, ladies. What can I say? That sounds about right. Alrighty. Let's go on to... Where's my news bumper? I got it here somewhere. Let's do this. Alright, here we go.
Do, 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 do. Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
And thank you, Rogue Slayer. Still one of my favorites. Thank you so much for that. Alright. Let's get onto it, because obviously not only is it so much fun having Rogue Slayer here, but Chris and I have got a little thing that we want to announce, because it is that time. It is contest time. It is contest time. So for we've got a contest. Absolutely. So let me do this, and this is the whole reason that I moved Rogue Slayer across. So you know what? So we can do... Ta-da! This is what it is. So yes, let's talk about it. All right. So it is called Survival of the Fittest. All right. It is starting now. Now. People, go now.
Go.
However, there are a couple of things that you need to be aware of, because this is not a typical iron, all right? This, we've changed things just a tad. It is an Iron Man contest, all righty? However, it is a hunter only contest, as he should be real happy about that. However, it is a survival spec only contest. All right. So we've given you a hunter contest.
It's been years.
Mm-hmm. It has, because the last hunter contest we had would have been about 3-4 years ago, I think, and that would have been Arrow to the Knee, which was gnomes and goblins.
I haven't touched survival spec in years.
I know, right? Wow. So we're not going to hand you a hunter contest, people. We're going to make it a bit interesting. All right, so here we go. First thing, so Chris, do you want to tell them the races, what races they can go with, please?
Yes. So everybody have their little opening screens on? You can be Blood Elf, Draenei, Dwarf, Gnome, Goblin, Human, Night Elf, Orc, Tauren, Troll, Undead, or Worgen.
So pretty much the base classes, okay? So any of those. Yes, we have given you Night Elf. We are feeling very generous because we're giving you survival only spec, all right? All right, so the changes are, so you can add your character anywhere after level 10 to level 15. Normally we do 10 from 10 to 20. Not for this. We're giving you 5 levels, so you need to change your spec. By the time you hit level 15, you need to be in survival spec. Otherwise, one, you are not going to make it onto the website. Okay, so it is set up that it will not take you unless you're survival spec. After, you need to have reached level 10. So obviously it's starting now. Go live. Alminia says the contest page will be live by the end of the show. He has issues. He is fixing it. But, you know, you need to reach level 10. So, of course, off you go. But you've got between 10 and 15 to change to survival spec. And then by 15 to add to the contest page. Okay. Otherwise, you'll one, be red flagged, and two, you just won't be able to add the toon. Now, this is open, of course, to everyone, US and EU regions. Go forth. Go forth. Have fun with it. Now, prizes-wise, for those of you that like to chase the prizes, we have got a couple of prizes, and I have to say a huge thank you to Rude for this. He has generously donated the first prize, which is Game Time. All right, so there will be there will be a Game Time that is, whether you are US or EU, we will get that sorted. And again, Rude, thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. That was very generous and greatly appreciated. So everyone, please. Thank you, Rude, very, very much for that. Now, we will do the usual for the second and third places, which of course will be random draws from anyone from second to 10th place that you will get for some pets, basically. So pets from the pet store, not pets from an auction house. Let's just make that clear, okay? Don't come to us looking for a dragon kite or something like that. That's, you know, a WoW card or something. No, from the Blizzard WoW pet store, all right? And we will know that, obviously, in 2 weeks' time. So basically, it's going from now, right now, it will finish at 10 p.m., on May the 30th. So 2 weeks, guys. 2 weeks. Go forth. Yes, you were very lucky. You've got a wonderful buff to have fun with. Have fun.
And hats off to any Worgen who make it out.
Yeah. Yes, that's, you know, again, for those of you that want to do Goblin or Worgen, go forth and have fun. Have fun. So that's the main thing. Now, tiebreakers, of course, milestones will be the level 10s, 20s. You know, if we've got tiebreakers, that's what we will be looking at, which is the usual that we go for on that. You need to register on the website. So over at wowchallenges.com, there will be a contest page. Alminia normally has on the front where the banner will be. You will see this banner, and there will be probably something like a ad tune and a contest. You need to opt in, provide your email address. The email addresses are to help for if there's prizes and that at the end. But once we're done with the emails, they will be deleted all after the contest, guys. So, okay, so just make sure you need to opt in for it. And of course, all final decisions are made by Chris and myself, which, of course, you know, just in case there's anything that goes awry with all of that. So go forth, have fun. Good luck. Survival of the fittest is what it's all about. And again, don't forget, survival spec only. All right?
Only.
Once you hit level 10, between 10 and 15, you need to change. That is the biggest thing. Change your spec. Go register. You've got only 5 levels to get that done in. And it's basically, otherwise you can't add your tune or you will get red flagged. All right. So it'll be interesting to see how everyone goes. Stir's already level 2. Okay. Go Stir.
That'll be fun.
Oh, a Worgen hunter without a gun. Zaya. Yes. Taco's 4. Taco's 4. We've got a leader, I think.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. All right. So we will, everything will be up on the website. And as I said, Alminia has got it all there. He's just getting a couple things sorted for the contest. If you are tweeting, doing any social media, just please use the usual hashtag WowChallenges. That is the easiest thing. We check that regularly. We're not doing anything different for a contest. Just use hashtag WowChallenges, and that way Nisi and myself, we can see what's going on, and see what everyone's been up to, which is fantastic. All right, so good luck, guys. Survival
good
of
luck,
the
everybody.
I should
for contest. Go.
Yes, go. Go. I should have had some Eye of the Tiger. Damn it. You know, why do I... I could have had the first probably like 2 bars. Hang on. Can I do it? Yeah. Like, dun, 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 dun. That's probably it. I better not do any more because I'll probably break copyright or something. But, you know, everyone, go forth. You can't have a tiger because you're doing survival. Just saying. All right. Okay, now the other piece of news that is I wanted to let you guys know about, Spreadshirt store seems to be back. It is back open, and they are giving some promos that are starting. So just wanted to let you know there is a 15% off the store from May 27th to May 28th. So it looks like, from the way I read it, it looks like it's like a 24-hour thing. So I'm not sure if it actually goes into the 2 days. The way they word it sometimes a little bit weird. But I will let you know again next week. 15% right off the store. So if anyone's interested in getting any merchandise, and again, anything that does get purchased through the store, there is, proceeds of that does come towards us for the website. And for those of you that have done that, so thank you for the support on that, guys. Thank you very much. All right, let's look at the state of the challenges, and we will see how everyone has gone this week. So Rogue Slayer, can you start off on the irons, please?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you.
So at number 10 we have Ashes Hunter at 76. At 9, Severus Lepore at 77. At 8, there's Iron Hawks at 84, R.I.P. Number 7, Peyton Iron, 88, also R.I.P. But at number 6, Jenglerb is 88 and is not R.I.P., still hanging in there. Number 5, Iron Star, 93, R.I.P. What is this? Number 4, Iron Bubble at 101. Number 3, Azzy at 103. Number 2, Jengler C at 105. And number 1 for the week, Carousel at 111.
Nice. Nice. Good, yes. Job. Well done. And obviously, ouch to those guys that we lost. Alrighty. Okay, Bloods. Chris, who have we got, please?
Bloods in 10th place. Oh, Murloc Killer. Very nice. Level 47. Number 9 is Hunter Zortz, who's 48. Yellow flag, though, for not enough kills. Mm-hmm. Which is kind of funny, because that's Zortz. 8, Blood Cell at 53. Number 7 is Zaya Bicey at 58. Number 6, Lock Zortz at 66. Number 5 is Gore Crazed at 70. 4 is Bloodlita at 73. Number 3 is Bloody Path at 85. Number 2 is Soul Snuffer, 109. And number 1 is Soul Stoned at 118.
Ooh, this is so close, so close. Which is fantastic. And obviously, the guys just say Azzy had hit 110. This morning, congratulations, Azzy. Obviously, you've been busy leveling since I got the report, like, well over, like, 2 hours ago. So, so yeah, we'll have to read that next week when things have updated. But, yeah, Zortz, your baby hunter is yellow flag for the killing blows. So just keep an eye on that. They might just need to go and pop to a zone that, like, an old zone, because it's still doing this weird thing. I really, really hope Blizzard gets this sorted with Shadowlands coming, because they really need to get this stuff sorted. Mm-hmm. But other than that, Nisi, well done. 109 and 118. Damn, so close. So excited. So excited. We're just, holding breath on these. All right, let's look at the pacifists this week. Rogue Slayer, please.
All right, at number 10, Peacenik at 57. Number 9, Angel at 60. Number 8 is Passon 7 at 64. Number 7 is Xenokill at 71. Number 6, Awesome Blobster at 77. Number 5, Pacifister at 86. Wah, wah, R.I.P. Number 4, Ashes Passy at 90. Number 3, the wonderfully named Pacifist at 110.
Hey, Chris.
Number 2 is Silent Herber at 118. And... number 1, Ferris Sky, 120.
Yay!
Bruce. Congrats on our 9th BFA max level pacifist and Fair's 3rd max level pacifist tune. It can be done.
Mm-hmm. The second rogue, too, which is Fair. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And again, look, guys, look at these pacifists. It's certainly been, BFA has been very, very friendly to pacifist side. We've had 9 max level pacifists so far, which is, which is amazing. And, and well done again, Fair. She is our pacifist queen. So really,
Does it
surprise any of us that she's got 3? No, she's probably busy working on how many more, Fair? I'm going to say, I think you're working on, is it another 2 or 3 that she's leveling? You've got a mage.
Wow.
You've also got, I thought there was another one, Mage Passy. Yeah. I might be thinking Working Man. Working Man Rogue. That's like, because, you know, you get used to thinking Working Man, you go pick herbs. That's probably what I'm thinking. Well done, Fair. Congratulations. Alrighty. Chris, can you do the tins and then into the greens, please?
Tins. Yeah, we have 1 tin this week. Mm. Talon at 38. And our greens, we start at number 10 with Treetop. What a name! That's a great name. At level 61. Number 9 is Farron at 65. 8 is Cronus, level 66. 7 is Seraph at 78. Number 6 is Lanogreen at 86. Number 5 is Ivana at 87. Number 4 is Tamira at 88. Number 3, Zaya Gatara at 90. Number 2 is Cronus at 92. And number 1 is Farrah Hope at 109.
Well done. Greens are nice. Very busy over there. Okay, Working Man. Who we got, Rogue Slayer?
We have number 10, Hurricane at 16. Number 9, Planus at 17. Number 8, My Little Girl, Working Aurora at 30.
Nice.
At 7, Lurks, 37. Number 6, Ferrowork at 37 as well. Number 5, Not Nisi at 44. Number 4, Blue Litai at 44 as well. Number 3, Ziawina, 60. Number 2, Ferrarona at 93. And number 1, Celtic at 105.
Nice. Cell has been busy.
Very busy.
Another Altaholic. Love it. That's awesome. Alrighty. Well done, guys, on the Working Men there. Alright, teams-wise, Chris, who have we got?
Teams we have for Iron Teams. Number 5 is Iron Fist, level 34, RIP. Number 4, Genesia Legacy 3.0, level 37, RIP as well. Number 3 is back on track and made it to 41. Number 2, once more, Into the Breach, level 45, and RIP. And number 1, we have Light and Lightning at level 89. Nice. No blood teams and no green teams this week.
No, and we know the teams have been a little balked with API issues and working on the website, so... Again, Omini has been sorting all of that. Rude says they're now at Light and Lightning hit 91. They are mostly fixed, he says, which is great. Oh. Omini, thank you. But we know it's been a little bit crazy. So yeah, but well done, everyone. It's a little bit of a, rough week. We've had a few deaths and some very high level deaths. But again, well done to everyone leveling and just, going through playing your challenge tunes. And now you've got one more thing to add to your rotation for the week, which is the contest. You're welcome, challengers. You're welcome. All right. Okay.
I was trying to get some balance in my life. Oh, well.
Nah. Balance, smalance. Who needs balance? All in. Just all in. Dive in. Feet first. All right. Let's have a look. Let's go on to chit chat. Here we go. Let's play this one.
Hey, yo, it's chit chat.
And it's the Zorts. Alrighty. This, as we always like to start our chit chat, had to think about that for a minute. Our chit chat section is with Azzy's pun. So let's do our little bumper for Azzy. Here we go.
It's Azzy's pun.
Oh, Rogue Slayer, go for it.
So we have from Azzy. A naked man arrives at a costume party with a girl on his back. I'm a turtle, he says. Oh, who's on your back? That's Michelle, he replies.
Baby Nort.
Moving on.
I love Azzy's puns.
Chris, can you do Dave's, please? I've got no words.
Absolutely, I can do Dave's. So, I was going to wear my camouflage shirt today, but I couldn't.
I couldn't find it. Oh my god. Oh, guys, there's honestly, thank you. Hang on, I forgot. I've got one from Stir. Let me do this one. All right. Here's Stir's. Where in the store did the Terminator find toilet paper? I'll be back.
That was awesome.
Anyway, thank you all. It is truly, it's good to have some smiles and noughts and laughs, and yeah, I'll be back. Michelle. Yep. Okay. Anyway. All right. Let's have a look. Challenger tip of the week. So we were having a discussion, and Rogue Slayer, you did come up with something that would be good contest wise. Do you want to make mention, please?
Sure. So my contest tip, in addition to staying chill, is really stay chill on the contest. If you know, everybody comes in blazing, we've all kinds of progress and people are shooting up the ranks, and people are like, oh, I can never catch up. But you can, because they die,
things happen.
Remember, it's a contest, so it's not just how far you can get, it's how far somebody else can get without getting too far and killing themselves in the trying. So if you lose a tune, oh well, start up another one. And I'll just keep an eye on those top ranks, because it's a especially kind of a potentially open field if you have two or three people who are going back and forth in those top ranks, because they're not going to just sit there. They're going to keep going out taking risks, and suddenly you might find yourself jumping up four or five spots in the rankings. So I'm going to say, just, you know, unless it's like the day of the contest and there are 17 people who are over level 70, you still get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Just get back in there.
Mm-hmm. As Nisi says, the front runners can miss a step, and and it does happen. And you know, there's nothing like having a bit of pressure. Like it's we try not to. You put your own pressure on you as a challenge player, obviously, but there's nothing like a bit of friendly competition when we have a contest, and we've seen this over the time. with various people, you know, trading levels of each day after they log off to see, you know, where's the other person at. And it's always friendly competition. And I say, you know, go for it. That's it for those that enjoy that kind of thing. But things do happen. So I'm just going to say my little tip is I'm just, you know, play your own game. Go for it. If you don't do so good, re-roll. There's plenty of times. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. You've got a Winds of Wisdom buff that you can utilize. Like, there's heaps of XP to be gotten. So, so have fun. Survival Hunter. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Cool. Enjoy. Enjoy. Friendly. What land down under are you from? I'm from the land down under, Dave. That's where I'm from. Absolutely. Alrighty. I don't think there's anything from the chat room at the moment. Everyone seemed to be having fun and rolling.
They're all out starting their contest tunes.
I think so. I think they're all off and running.
To us, and that's about it. They're all playing.
They're all having fun. All righty.
Hope I'd get to register by the time you're 15.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
and be survival.
Mm-hmm. And be survival. Absolutely.
And only survival.
All right. So what we might do, we might go over the contest one more time, but we'll do that shortly. We might just say some thank yous. And start wrapping things up. So, Chris, can you do a thank you to our Iron Elites, please?
Our Iron Elite, that we could not do this without you. Truly from the bottoms of our hearts, thank you for all the support, any support. Really, truly, truly appreciate it. We have Aleandris, Azzy Lun, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, which today can't do the sound effects, but we all heard it in our head. Dave DeHunter, Execute, LB, Fair, Frasley, Sparkspan, Gaston, Grandnagus, K-Vamp, Liz Ann, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Ms. Miggy, Aw, Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Return to the Mac, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Tula Barden, Ulminia, Oinima, Zaya, and Zortz.
Thank you guys again. Excellent. You can help keep the lights on, obviously not my lights, but website and all those things. So a greatly, greatly appreciated, as well as everyone with your subs, with your bits from the chat room, guys. Truly, thank you. Thank you so much. Now, from Stir, Stone, and myself, once again, always want to thank these wonderful people for making mine and basically admin's lives much easier. So thank you guys for our mods, for all that you do. So these wonderful people, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zyra, and Zortz, thank you so much for that. To Alminia, thank you for all the things that you do. I know we keep you very busy. There's many things that you've got hands in many different pots looking after all the challenges. But Alminia, thank you. Thank you so much. And please take it easy, okay? Take it easy, Alminia. All right. And to the chat room, to those listening on the podcast feed, wherever you are again, thank you for hanging out. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the bits, for the follows, for the retweets, for the likes, all of those things. Again, it is greatly, muchly, muchly appreciated. And again, we just hope that you have some fun for those that are into contests and go forth and have some fun with that. All right, so we will be back next week, which will be Saturday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. Eastern. Rogue Slayer, thank you so much for being here today. It's so great to catch up with you once again. Can you please tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. It's always so much fun. And you can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Rogue Slayer 1, the number 1. And I do have a little blog trying to post on it, but it's gobetterbeth.com.
Excellent. And we will have all of that information up on the website once the episode is live. Live. Yes.
Live.
Live. Doing it live. All right. Now, where you can find us, you can go over to the wowchallenges.com website. You will also find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. If you want to listen to the podcast itself, you can go to Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. Also, if you want to send me an email or send the show an email, which is, it's me, guys. It's me. I don't know why I bother saying anything else other than that. But you can send an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Chris, where can we find you, please?
You can find me at work. I know. I live there, I swear. I am actually on Twitter. It's Chris W. Other than that, I'm pretty much in two Discords, living there, Wow Challenges and Paradins.
That's it. Absolutely. All right. And don't forget, you can find me over on Twitter at Lita Wow. And also I do another show with Stone called Adventures in Azeroth that you can check out. All right. Now, before we do the final thank yous, I think we will do a recap on our contest just to get everyone, for those that aren't aware. Yes, there is a contest. Yes, it is live right now. Go forth. So it is called Survival of the Fittest. It is running from now until May 30th. It will finish at 7 p.m. Eastern on the 30th of May. It is an Iron Man contest, which is a solo Iron Man contest. All right, Chris, take it away. What have we got? Our races?
Rolling desperately.
Nothing like throwing it over to you.
Too, and I'm like, oh, okay, races. We have, oh boy, Blood Elf, Draenei, Dwarf, Gnome, Goblin, Human, Night Elf, Orc, Tauren, Troll, Undead, and
Worgen, absolutely. And what class is it, Chris?
I think it's Hunter Survival only.
That is it. Hunter with a survival only. Okay, and just want to reiterate this part of it because this is the first time we've had to that we're doing it this way for this contest. You can add your character anywhere from level 10 to level 15. All right, so at level 15, you need to be survival spec. So once you hit level 10, you can change, but you can change anytime between 10 and 15 and register by 15, all right, as survival spec. Otherwise, you will be flagged, okay? And it is one change. That is changing from the default of Beastmaster over to survival. That is what it's allowing for. Any other changes after that, you will be red flagged. All right. Now, this is open to all regions, which is your US and your EU. So again, guys, go forth, have fun with it. Our first prize is game time, which again is generously donated by Rude. So again, thank you. Thank you so much. Yay! For that. Second, we will have random draws for two pets. For those that come in from 2nd to 10th place. And that will be pets from the WoW shop. The Blizzard
WoW online shop.
Not from the auction house. Not from the auction house. Not from any WoW cards. Anything like that. Okay. So it will be from the store. From the Blizzard store. Basically make sure you opt in for the contest. All right. It will ask for your email address. We will get rid of all of those once the contest is done. And, other than that, tiebreakers will be milestones as to who reaches the various levels, like 10, 20, 30, 40. It's going to be interesting to see what you guys can do in 2 weeks, because you have got a Winds of Wisdom buff to have fun with, basically. So, you know, so there's a lot of XP up for grabs. So we will see. We will see what people can do. Now, obviously, that anything that changes, any finalized, anything is up to Chris and I. So final prize allocations and all of that. Any rule stuff needs to come back to Chris and I. But yeah, that's it. Survival of the fittest. Okay, so yeah, Alminia has the code in that if there is a change in specs other than one, you will get red flagged. Simple as that. All right, so you're allowed one spec change. That's from default BM to survival. All right. And other than that, I do want to say before we do the very final thank yous, I have to say a huge thank you to the other person who does help out with the contest and is greatly appreciated. So thank you to Execute for making the banner.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it's good to get a little bit of help. So thank you so much, Execute. It's amazing. a very cute banner, and I appreciate all his help on that. So again, have forth words. Obviously I need more coffee. Have fun with that. Now for the final thank yous, Chris, can you please say thank you to our wonderful intros and outros people, please?
Absolutely. The biggest thank you to Mark Conan for our intro, which I don't care how many times I hear it, that pacifist part makes me giggle every single solitary time. You can find him on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow. And also a huge thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as Frozen Nerds Podcast.
That's it. And again, it's, you know, a huge thank you to these people that are thankful, that are our friends, and that help us out in this way. All right, just quickly a couple of questions. Zaya says, will you still be able to stay on the Iron Challenge if you change more times? That shouldn't be a problem. If you want to be a normal Iron, you can be a normal Iron. It's just for this contest, you will get flagged for the contest. Okay, so if you're a normal Iron, if you change specs more than once, you know, then you're still a normal Iron. Okay, but for this contest, for survival of the fittest, it is to survival one spec change. That's it. Otherwise, you will be red flagged from the contest and done from the contest. Okay, but if you want to continue in vain to do a normal Iron, you're not flagged for a normal Iron. All we've done is just made it very specific for this one, because we are giving you Hunters, because, you know, Azzy's been asking for what? 3 years, Azzy. So if you've got anyone to blame, you can all blame Azzy. Just saying. All right, now Brittle does say he fully expect a max level from this contest between the buff and Hunter class. Don't disappoint me, people. There you go. Do it for Brittle, everyone. Do it for Brittle. All right. Taco broke it. All right. Taco broke it. Arminia's got to go fix the code, it looks like. All right. Anyway, again, guys, have some fun with that. Look forward to seeing your tweets and hearing some journeys of how we go this week. It's fixed. Excellent. All right. On that note, let us say goodbye, ladies. Have
Bye.
Fun.
Thank you.
Bye.
Just remember, guys, stay safe both in and out of game. We will catch you next week. Laters.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.